What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener named Naya.
Hi, my name is Naya, and I'm 10 years old, and my What If question is, what if Petey the Pirate, Petrina the Pirate, Potty the Pirate, and Polly the Pirate all teamed up together to fight a giant chipmunk named Teddy? Thank you. I love your show.
Wow, Naya, thank you for your question. I've been wanting to revisit some of these pirate characters for ages, and you've set us up for a lovely Halloween-themed special. These stories air a lot more into the silly and spooky realm than they do the full-on scary. Now, we have two more questions that we'll hear along the way. One from a listener named Vihan, and another from a patron named Willow. So let's get started by finding out what if Petey, Petrina, Potty, and Polly the Pirates all teamed up together to face a giant chipmunk named Titi. It was a dark night, as all nights are, really. But tonight wasn't as dark as they come. A clear sky shone with the light of a full moon and a galaxy full of stars. For our friends, Petey, Petrina, Potty, and Polly the Pirates were all gathered on Petey the Pirate ship, sailing towards Scare Island.
Yeah, it's pronounced Scare Island, Mr. Eric,
said Petey the Pirate. A short and jolly pirate who seemed to always have a different job in What If World. I thought it was called Scary Land, said Potty the Pirate, who was famous for his pots of delicious stew.
I just hope it isn't a scary island, despite the name,
said Polly the Pirate, the biggest pirate of them all, with the biggest heart as well, at least technically speaking.
Oh, we needn't worry about that, said Petrina the Pirate, the eldest among them, a former pirate queen who'd learned a lot in her adventures. I actually think that Scare Island was a name assigned to the island by pirates who've never been there.
And that's what they were sailing to Scare Island to discover. For they heard that on this island dwelt a giant, vicious chip monster named Titi.
I hear she's part chipmunk, part shark, said Petey.
I've heard that their mission in life is to chew a hole in your ship and steal your pirate treasure, said Potty the Pirate.
I heard it has its own ship made of whale bones and kraken beaks,
said Polly the Pirate with a shiver.
Aye, said Petrina the Pirate. I've heard too many stories and not seen enough for myself. Hence our voyage this evening.
Yarr, but we can assume the chipmunk is diurnal, active during the day like all chipmunks. And thus we've got a few hours left to prepare our defenses.
And Petey held up a big fishing net he was mending.
I'd like to see it squirm out of this.
Aye, and I can hide inside of this.
Gung gung.
And Potty knocked on the side of a giant stew pot they were patching.
And I'd like to see it dodge this,
said Polly the Pirate, putting on what appeared to be some kind of robotic parrot beak.
Ooh, was that a gift from your parrot parents, Polly?
It's the Series 9 decongamulator, a beak-mounted beam blaster that separates monsters from their essential gems.
Little known fact, Polly the Pirate's parents were parrot pirate prodigies.
And what did you bring, Petrina the Pirate, to protect yourself from the chip monster?
Oh, me.
I'm just knitting this shawl,
she said, her knitting needles clicking.
To wrap it up.
To cover its eyes.
To separate it from its nuts and berries.
No, no, just in case it's cold on that lonely island.
But Petrina, Titi's a giant chipmunk who we're destined to do battle with. You've got to prepare yourself.
Aye, how else can good triumph over evil?
Asked Polly the pirate.
And how do you know it's evil? Or what evil even means, Polly?
It's something I heard at the library,
said Polly the pirate. And a twinkling star that wasn't a star shone brighter as it floated down towards them, glimmering with a memory and a what-if question from a patron named Willow.
What if all the books and what-if world turned evil?
As you know, my parents are pirates and parrots, precocious and prodigious as parrot pirates come. And so they always encouraged me to learn at the library. But one day, when I arrived at my favorite building, I found that all the books were trapped behind rusty chains and thick, spooky spider webs. What's going on here? I asked Peter the curator, who was locking up the last of the books.
Here, I'm not really sure, Polly, but I'm told all these books turned evil.
Even the itsy bitsy spider?
Especially the itsy bitsy spider, apparently. But this is still a place of learning. You see, we've set up several computers for people to watch click-clock videos.
But all the computers were in use, except one where Fred the dog was sitting.
Oh, hey, Polly. If you want to learn about how everything's evil now, you can watch with me.
I sat crisscrossed applesauce to watch with Fred the dog. There was an angry-looking scorpion driving a truck and shouting at the screen.
Name's Hank Scorpion, said the driver. And I'll tell you why the itsy bitsy spider is evil one line at a time.
And he flipped the page.
Here it starts. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Now listen, I am an eight-legged arachnid, and I got nothing against spiders. Good for them for being spiders. But I don't need my kids asking me about other kinds of arachnids.
Oh, that makes sense, I think.
Now here's the next line. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Do we want our kids living in constant fear of rain washing them out of places? I'll tell them about rain when I'm good and ready.
And he turned the page.
Up came the sun and dried up all the rain. Now, this strikes me as round-earther nonsense. There's no scientific evidence that I believe that tells us the sun's gonna rise on any given morning. Why, I've experienced entire cloudy days where I didn't see the sun at all. Who's making books about that?
So the sun might not come out tomorrow?
And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again. What, like this spider's better than me? You want my kids climbing up water spouts? I think this book should end with the spider making a video apologizing for ever trying to climb this spout in the first place. And also, the spider should be a scorpion. And that's why the Itsy Bitsy Spider is an evil book. Like and subscribe and follow all my Click Clock videos about how every other book is also evil unless it's written by me or someone who holds the exact same opinions that I do.
But surely there are other books that aren't so evil.
I don't know, Polly the Pirate. Look at all those books behind the spooky chains and spider webs, or should I say scorpion webs, begging to be read.
History.
Evolution.
Culture.
Perspectives other than your own.
I was scared. So instead, I just watched a few more click-clock videos for 3 hours. But that's where I learned about the evil chip monster. The end.
So you learned it from a library that didn't have books you could read.
Oh, I remember that job. Hank bought that building and turned it into the Hank Scorpion Private Library for Scorpions. Then he fired me for not being a scorpion.
So perhaps Hank Scorpion isn't the authority on all things good and evil. But I can say for sure that once a creature's gone bad, they never turn back to good.
And as Potty the Pirate started preparing a stew and their newly patched pot, another star that was not a star came down to share a what-if question from Vihan and a memory.
Hi, my name is Vihan, and I'm 7 years old, and I like Harry Potter. And my what-if question is, what if Carfunkel took Mr. Eric to a fancy pub and spilled apple juice all over his shirt? Bye, I love your show!
It all started when I opened me stew pub called The Stoob.
The Stoob, not the Stub.
Whose story is this anyway?
Sorry.
One day, Mr. Eric got invited to The Stoob by Carfunkel, a giant squidopus of horror beyond imagining.
Oh, I am in a stew restaurant.
A stoob.
Yes, I just... How did I get here again?
Said Mr. Eric, who had been teleported here against his will by the evil Carfunkel.
Ah, yes, the guest of honor has arrived at last.
Carfunkel, I thought we agreed that you weren't going to eat me anymore.
Unless demanded by a what-if question, yes.
Right, sure. So could we just skip ahead to the part where you send me home?
No.
Said Carfunkel, twirling his many tentacles, grabbing 2 pints of stew, one for himself and one for Mr. Eric.
Stew in a pint glass. Okay, I'm down. Warm and drinkable food.
Yes, I remember you saying that your time working at Bewley's Cafe in Ireland was one of your favorite jobs.
Oh, that's really sweet of you. Yeah, I heard it closed down.
But not anymore, for I give you Stooley's Cafe.
And just like that, Carfunkel used his mighty magical powers to rename my restaurant.
Well, hello you two, and welcome to Stooley's Cafe. My name's Peter the Waiter, and I'm here to take your order.
Oh, I forgot you were in this story too.
Nothing for us, thanks. We helped ourselves to 2 pints of your warm apple stew a la mode.
Really not how restaurants work, but I'll just bring you a bill.
Oh, Carfunkel, is this because apple desserts are my favorite?
Yes, you see, I am trying to learn kindness.
And you are getting so much closer, Carfunkel. Maybe next time you don't kidnap me or steal food and...
No, wait. I've got one more thing to show you.
And Carfunkel broke both of me fine pints of apple stew a la mode, getting apple juice all over Mr. Eric's shirt.
That is warm and glassy.
Yes, and I'm sorry.
What?
It must be difficult for you to have hot apple juice and shards of glass on your shirt.
It's not great, yeah.
And I am sorry. See?
You can't just say you're sorry for something you did on purpose.
No, but I'm showing understanding.
Oh no, me 2 finest pint glasses broken. I'm ruined. I should have served me stew in little pots like I originally intended.
Well, Carfunkel, if you were actually sorry, you might send me home. Get Potty the Pirate some little single-serving stew pots.
Oh, I failed. I haven't done anything good today.
Well, actually, I think the name Stooley's Cafe has a much better ring to it.
It doesn't matter. I'm ruined.
All right, Mr. Eric. I'm taking notes. I truly am sorry. I don't think I thought this through.
The important thing is nobody got hurt. Well, I could have easily been hurt, and Buddy the Pirate seems pretty distressed. You're gonna get this, Kathunkle. Just keep trying.
So you see, evil can never be redeemed.
But he was really trying.
And Stooley's Cafe is now the other restaurant in What If World.
Doesn't that count for something, Potty the Pirate?
Oh, I don't know.
And Petey the Pirate dropped anchor. As the sun was rising, the stew was boiling, and they had reached the shallows of Scare Island.
Hi, future victims. It's me, Titi the Chip Monster, here to take your pirate treasure and chew through the hull of your pirate ship.
Turns out I was right, said Potty the Pirate,
as Titi the Chipmunk swam from the shore toward their pirate ship. She was absolutely gargantuan by chipmunk standards. And when she hopped aboard the ship and stood tall and menacing, her head almost reached the top of Petey the Pirate's knee.
Tremble in fear, for I am evil incarnate.
Lightning crashed and stormy winds swirled.
No, that's just me stirring this giant pot of stew.
Oh, that stew looks really warm,
said the chipmunk, who appeared to be shivering on this cold morning.
I'm Titi the Chip Monster. My pronouns are she and they, and I demand your stew.
Hi, why don't you join us for stew? You can have as much as you want,
said Petrina the Pirate, offering her freshly knit shawl to the large chipmunk.
For me? Wow, this is so cozy.
Yeah, I don't understand. Is now when I catch you with my net?
And I separate your jams from your body with my beak beam.
Oh, I forgot. I was gonna hide in this pot, but now I've filled it with stew.
So it's settled. We'll all have a nice meal together and then battle each other until no one's left standing.
You know, I did just get a game of Battleship.
Oh, I love that game.
And the winner takes the pirate ship?
Well, you can always have this wooden pirate ship I whittled back when I was Peter the Whittler.
Deal!
And Titi the Chipmunk snuggled into their new shawl as they split into teams of two to take turns battling each other in board games, while the odd pirate or chipmunk out shared their favorite scary story.
So there was this spooky library.
Heard it.
You know that one.
And I chewed the chains around the books, and now they're flying everywhere, so anyone can read them. Sometimes with adult supervision and discussion.
I don't find that very scary.
Some people do.
The end. Willow, Vihan, Naya, thank you so much for your questions, and I hope you all enjoyed your story. Why do you think Hank Scorpion hid away all those books? Would you have made a different choice if it were your library? Have you made mistakes like Kathunkle when you were trying to practice kindness? Do these mistakes make Kathunkle bad? And what about Titi the Chipmunster? Why do you think she lives alone on an island and tries to scare everyone she meets? Do you think she'll keep living that way after this story? I don't have all the answers for you, but maybe I've helped you find a few new what-ifs, and you can talk with a trusted grown-up or friend about this story or anything else that's on your mind. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Miss Lynn, my producer, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that we are defined and redefined by our choices every day. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded. supported by listeners like you and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.